skin and complexion freshness. You are in the period of life, obviously, when wisdom hints that you hit a slower pace than formerly. The skin difficulty and the despondency may come about through overexertion and overanxiety, do you not suspect? Try to find a way of being reasonable with yourself. Do not drive her so hard. A change in your mood will result in a change in that skin difficulty. The specialists agree that such disorders are often due to strain and nervousness, overwork, and such like. They are a sort of protest that the inner man or woman puts up when he is crowded too hard and perhaps even misused. So be good to yourself. It is the great secret, I believe. But above and beyond all is the simple fact that universal mind is the only ego, the only thinker, the only knower, the only feeler. Mind has not produced this condition and does not know anything about it. You have that mind and no other. That mind is your ego. You cannot feel or experience anything that that mind does not cognize or experience. Get very busy about seeing this point and gaining its signification. Says Samuel Longfellow, "Thy calmness bends serene above, my restlessness to still. Around me flows thy quickening life to nerve my faltering will. Thy presence fills my solitude. Thy providence turns all to good." Again, may I remind, you are equal to the situation. You can overcome all the impedimenta, spots, lumps, and what have you, as you bind that strong man of deception whom Scripture warns against. And you bind him by knowing that the Almighty is in the midst of you, alert to every emergency. He is the master engineer who operates all the machinery of your life. He knows just how to put his hand on each trespasser, tie him hand and foot, and eject him from the house. And he just delights in doing so. Fortunate are you to have such a defender. Probably the cause of your husband's skin irritation is the fussing that has been going on for months in the household and at the shop. Now that it has subsided, his inner self should quiet down. With calm inners, he should soon have complacent outers. Makes sense, does it not? This is about what any specialist would say, I suspect. And since the Almighty is in undisputed control of you and your affairs and of your household, you will rapidly take on that peace and confidence which will promote all the health and strength and joy you can use. The truth is, you are made every whit whole, and there is no other power on earth to question that wholeness. But there is a certain power that will remove illusions. It is that light which shines in darkness, that light which symbolizes life, and that light is in you. Your complexion cannot cut up. Such a performance would interfere with the peaceful reign that the Almighty has established. Spots and such like are the things which have no place or substance. In plain language, they are not. They cannot be because the enginery of your being is in perfect working order. It works so peacefully and efficiently that irregularities and blemishes cannot get a look in. Now remember, there is no cause or momentum back of them. They are no more than phantoms anyhow. The freshness and color inherent in life shine forth flawlessly in you as certainly as you live. Yes, as we agreed over the telephone, that epidermic condition is senseless and lifeless. Hence, it has no power to expand or develop. Its only choice is to fade out. And fade out it will as you energetically dispute its presence as having no animation, substance, or locale. A man of spiritual structure, and you are precisely that, affords no lodging place for such brazenness. Of course, spiritual being, and there is no other, has no surfaces subject to irritation. The Almighty occupies every inch of your habitation. So jealous is He that He will permit no intruders. This is why you can abide in ease and quietude.